भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6th, Chapter Diti Vows to Kill Indra, Text 42.
Nahi kaschit priyastrinam anjasa swashi shatmanam patim putram brataram va घ्रन्त्यर्थे घातयन्ति च। नहि कश्चित् प्रियस्त्रीणाम् अञ्जसा स्वाशिषात्मनः पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा घ्रन्त्यर्थे घातयन्ति च। नहि कश्चित् प्रियस्त्रीणाम् अञ्जसा स्वाशिषात्मनाम् पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा घ्रन्त्यर्थे घातयन्ति च। घातयन्ति च नहि कश्चित् प्रियस्त्रीणाम् अञ्जसा स्वाशिषात्मनाम् पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा घ्रन्त्यर्थे घातयन्ति च। नहि कश्चित् प्रियस्त्रीणाम् अञ्जसा स्वाशिषात्मनाम् पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा घ्रन्त्यर्थे घातयन्ति च। माताजि नहि कश्चित् प्रियस्त्रीणाम् अञ्जसा स्वाशितात्मनाम् पतिं पुत्रं भ्रातरं वा घ्रन्त्यर्थे घातयन्ति च। माताजि
word to word meaning,
na,
not,
he,
certainly,
kaschit,
anyone,
priyaha,
dear,
strinam,
to woman,
anjasa,
actually,
swaashisha,
for their own interest,
atmanam,
most dear,
patim,
husband,
putram,
son,
bhrataram,
brother,
va,
or,
gnanti,
they kill,
arthe,
for their own interest,
ghatayanti,
cause to be killed,
cha,
also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada ki?
Translation. To satisfy their own interests, women deal with men as if the men were the most dear to them, but no one is actually dear to them. Women are supposed to be very saintly, but for their own interest, they can kill even their husbands, sons or brothers, or cause them to be killed by others. Purport. A woman's nature has been particularly well studied by Kashyapa Muni. Women are self-interested by nature, and therefore they should be protected by all means, so that their natural inclination to be too self-interested will not be manifested. Women need to be protected by men. A woman should be cared for by her father in her childhood, by her husband in her youth, and by her grown sons in her old age. This is the injunction of Manu, who says that a woman should not be given independence at any stage. Women must be cared for so that they will not be free to manifest their natural tendency for gross selfishness. There have been many cases, even in the present day, in which women have killed their husbands to take advantage of their insurance policies. This is not a criticism of women, but a practical study of their nature. Such natural instincts of a woman or a man are manifested only in the bodily conception of life. When either a man or a woman is advanced in spiritual consciousness, the bodily conception of life practically vanishes. We should see all women as spiritual units, aham brahmasmi, whose only duty is to satisfy Krishna. Then the influence of the different modes of material nature, which results from one's possessing a material body, will not act. The Krishna consciousness movement is so beneficial that it can very easily counteract the contamination of material nature, which results from one's possessing a material body. Bhagavad Gita therefore teaches in the very beginning that whether one is a man or a woman, one must know that he or she is not the body but a spiritual soul. Everyone should be interested in the activities of spirit soul, not the body. As long as one is activated by the bodily conception of life, there is always a danger of being misled. Whether one is a man or a woman, the soul is sometimes described as Purusha, because whether one is dressed as a man or a woman, one is inclined to enjoy this material world. One who has the spirit of enjoyment is described as Purusha. Whether one is a man or a woman, he is not interested in serving others. Everyone is interested in satisfying his or her own senses. Krishna consciousness, however, provides first-class training for a man or a woman. A man should be trained to be a first-class devotee of Lord Krishna, and a woman should be trained to be a very chaste follower of her husband. That will make the lives of both of them happy. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So first of all, I'd like to beg the blessings of all the devotees, specifically senior devotees, so that we can speak something on and discuss on elevated subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. As all of you know that this discussion is going on of Diti and Kashyapa, and Kashyapa is condemning himself for being influenced by the service of his wife Diti, and then he was forced to give a boon which he adjusted in such a way which will not be very dangerous. But then here some of the verses, like last few days we are seeing, the discussion is happening about the nature of conditioned soul, that how they are always self-interested, as Prabhupada says here. And that is, as Prabhupada goes in the whole purport, Prabhupada is properly telling that what we are supposed to do, you know, when we have this understanding. Prabhupada doesn't just gives us a clue and then leaves it. But then Prabhupada gives a proper understanding that by practicing Krishna consciousness, one can rise above his material conception of life. Material conception of life means considering oneself as a body. So, if a man thinks that he is a man, he is also in material conception. As much as a woman thinks that she is a woman, she is also considered under the material modes and, you know, on the bodily conception of life. Because this kind of discussion comes in Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Srimad Bhagavatam is Amala Puran, which is there to uplift us to the highest platform, and that is servant of Krishna. So when we are like, it's very famous one, very important, like whenever we see the lives of devotees, specifically our Acharya Srila Prabhupada, we find like this pastime comes when Prabhupada was giving very heavy class on the nature of woman, and then at one point of time he was telling that how women are less intelligent. So at the end, one of the Matajis was asking Prabhupada that, is it that really the women are less intelligent? Then Prabhupada said, to the degree women think that they are women, they are less intelligent. So that applies to the man also. To the degree man thinks that he is a man, to that degree he is also considered less intelligent. Just by having a manhood doesn't facilitates all intelligence. But then coming out of our bodily conception of life, that facilitates to properly practice the life of Krishna consciousness. So today, as Prabhupada says here, there are, you know, two, three things which we'll try to focus on. One is, in the Vedic culture also, we see that woman is given a proper protection. In current world, modern world specifically, that protection is considered as operation. That is considered as a kind of a ripping a womanhood of her own freedom. But that is not the way the modern, the Vedic culture is. The Vedic culture is the Jai Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Shri Gornitai Ki, Shri La Prabhupada Ki. So Vedic culture propagates respectful protection and care of woman, not strangling a woman and finishing her off. But then modern, now the contaminated, perverted society of that Vedic culture has become such a that many times you find India is quite criticized for some of the cultural things like burqa or kind of not allowing women certain things to do or things like that. So, or sati, etc. So, generally outside people of the Vedic culture, they feel that these are all very brutal, heartless rules applied on mothers. But actually that is not the case, if you see it in proper perspective. So, all these things were done for the protection and caring for that motherhood. Because as we see that the super fine culture of our India or Vedic culture, we find that that was one of the point which Arjuna was raising, why not to fight the battle. He said this womanhood is in danger because of this war. So even the greatest of the kings and the people who are influential, they are always very careful, because the contribution of, as last 2 days also we are hearing, that the contribution of mothers, that is one of the very important contribution in the society. So they need to be cared for, they need to be taken care. So that is not to be considered as oppressing them. And then Prabhupada goes on telling about natural instincts due to bodily conception. And then Prabhupada says that the Krishna consciousness movement is so beneficial that it can very easily counteract the contamination of material nature, which results from one's possessing a material body. And Bhagavad Gita's second chapter is about that only. Krishna starts Bhagavad Gita with telling that we are not this body, we are spirit soul. So, Krishna consciousness gives us that facility to come out of that bodily conception. One is to understand what is that state of out of body, that bodily conception above that, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always is to love this verse, Naham vipro nachanarapatir, napi vaishyona shudro, naham varni nachagrahapatir, namanastho yatirva, kintu prodhana nikhila paramanando, prema paramanando, purnamrtabdhe. And then he is to say what our aspiration is. And that is gopi bhartur padakamalayor dasa dasanu dasaha. So that is our, the goal to achieve, to consider oneself as the servant of Krishna. Not only servant of Krishna, but servant of Krishna. So to achieve that is very difficult, because that is too idealistic to think that I am servant. Because outside people, they can't understand that how can someone's goal is to be a servant. Like one of our sannyasi who was telling that when he joined ISKCON, he wrote one letter to his parents that I'm having nice time here, and then it's nice people, and in the end he wrote your servant, and when his father read it, he was like very angry. He says, my dear son, I trained you, I gave you so much education, I spent so much wealth to become a servant. He says, this is ridiculous. So then the devotee wrote another letter. He said, I am very sorry for the way I wrote, but actually the aspiration is not to become servant. He said, the actual aspiration is to become servant of servant of servant. Then he was more confused. So the thing is, to understand this as a goal, it's very difficult for common man. What to speak of common man, for a practitioner of Krishna consciousness also it's very difficult to understand that goal is to be a servant of servant. Because tendency to enjoy It's so strong, even after coming to Krishna consciousness. Like someone goes in the outside world, applies for some job, and then he is first given a chance, then he becomes a trainee engineer or whatever. He is under training period. So then surely he asks, what after 1 year? So if he is told that after 1 year also you are a trainee only, he says, what after 10 years? He says, after 10 years also you will be trainee only. After 20 years, he says, trainee only. So he said, you know, where is the question of prospects in my career? No prospects. So just it's like for us to understand, if someone joins ISKCON, and then the first 1 year is new bhakta. So that thing is there, that what after that? And you are told that you are new bhakta. After 10 years, new bhakta only. After 50 years, new bhakta only. Just imagine if you are wearing yellow clothes throughout our life. You feel that it's too much, isn't it? But then it's like that is our aspiration. Das, 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 anudas. But it's very difficult to, you know, practically, you know, put it into life. That's why when someone comes to Krishna consciousness, he told, you are a servant of Krishna. He says, very nice. How? You know, you just, you know, sing, dance, chant, preaching, this, that, services. Then one asks, so then after I serve Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, then what? He says, you become purified. Oh, really? After purifying, then you serve Krishna only. He says, oh, really? Then I serve Krishna throughout life, then what happens? Then he says, you go to spiritual world. Oh, at least there I'll get some peace. Then after going to spiritual, what you do? You serve Krishna there. So for a conditioned soul, that understanding is very difficult to comprehend. That I am servant of servant of servant, not for 1 year, not for 2 years, not for 10 years, not for one life. Eternally I am servant of servant. It's very difficult to understand. But then that is our aspiration. So Krishna consciousness is simple but not easy. Because the practice is simple. But then doing that practice for lifelong, having that aspiration, that's where the difficulty comes. And that's why we, you know, hear that pastime of when Prabhupada was there in Japan, he was talking to one of the employee of that book publishing office. After he was talking to the heads, then he was sitting with, I think Dayanippan? Yeah. So he was talking to that person, and then he was telling, so what is the goal of your life? So that person took out many cards. Card of his manager, card of his director, card of his personal manager. And then he was stacking in front. And at the end he took his own card and put on the top. And he said, this is the goal of my life. So very graphically he was showing that I want to be the boss of everyone in the company. So that is the typical conditioned behavior of anyone, whether man or woman. Doesn't make much difference when it comes to enjoy. So from that, you know, we want to be eternally a master. That is our desire, conditioned desire. To transform it into eternally be a servant. It's like a complete U-turn. It's very difficult. So Krishna consciousness gives us that training. As Prabhupada says here, that Krishna consciousness, however, provides first class training for man and woman. A man should be trained to be a first class devotee of Lord Krishna, and woman should be trained to be a very chaste follower of her husband. That will make the lives of both of them very happy. So the training is given in Krishna consciousness to change that consciousness from enjoyer to servant. And that's why the whole Varanashrama system comes in picture. Because we are in the bodily conception of life, now, bolte na, kaate se kaata nikalna. It's like, we remove the problem by using some other technique. So similarly, this bodily conception of life is removed from a conditioned soul by using another conception, and that is Varnashrama. Varnashrama is not a spiritual identification. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I am not a Brahmana, I am not a Shudra, I am not a Vaishya, neither I am a Brahmachari, Vanaprastha or Sannyasi. That is not my identification. But then one may ask that then why Prabhupada has created a society where divisions are there? Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. Because now we are into bodily conception of life, and that has to be removed. So that is removed by giving us a facility where we can practice Krishna consciousness nicely. If you just tell that, okay, now you are spirit soul, practice. Very difficult. Many times people will take undue advantage of that understanding, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. It's very much true. Like once, one of our senior devotees was telling that he was traveling by train, and then he saw, he was sitting in the seat, and then in front of him he saw another sadhu sitting, and then he was little, you know, he remembered that that person is his friend only in his, you know, college. So he was very happy to meet that friend, and he was also sadhu in some other organization. So then they were talking, but then he saw that that sadhu who was sitting in saffron clothes was very closely sitting with another foreign Mataji and talking very intimately and just touching each other, and they were sitting. So this one devotee, who is ISKCON devotee, he asked, hey, how can you do like this? You are a sadhu. It's like some etiquette should be for, it's like be there. So then he looked at him and laughed. He said, that's why we have to understand that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. To the degree you understand that, then this bodily things doesn't matter, because that is, you know, external. So she is also spirit soul, I am also spirit soul. That doesn't give us a license to do nonsense. Understand? So that's why the Prabhupada has given us so wonderfully the training of Brahmachari Ashram, training of Grahastha Ashram, training of, although that is not a eternal role, that is not a spiritual role. Spirit soul is completely pure above all modes, but then still we use that. Why? So that we can purify at this stage. As much as we use soap while bathing, that soap is a means, not the goal. It's not that you put the soap and then say that now that's it, I don't know how to brush it off. So that means first your body is without soap, you put soap, and that makes your body more dirty in one sense, and then you wash off that dirt. So similarly, all this, you know, training which is given in Varnashrama system is like accepting the roles, so that it enhances our cleaning process. So we become Brahmachari so that we can come out of this conception that I am enjoyer, and then the training is given that how Brahmachari has to get up early in the morning, do his sadhana, keep the distance from women, and all these things are given. Why? So that he purifies his enjoying mentality. Similarly, there is instruction given for the grahasthas also, that how they should perform things. So when we see that this training is given for everyone in the society, whether it is a child, whether it is a man, whether it is a woman, whether it is an old person, and whatever his occupation may be. So Krishna consciousness gives a training to everyone, a proper training, by giving him some identification and then giving him some rules and regulation. Because anyway we have tendency to identify ourselves as body. So the Vedas say, okay, identify as brahmachari and lead a brahmachari life properly. If you have a tendency to identify as a body, okay, identify as a man, then you understand what man means and follow that. We have tendency to identify as body, okay, then identify as a woman and then act accordingly. So rules and regulations are given so that we come out of that by purifying that material consciousness. So Krishna consciousness, when someone comes, when practicing Krishna consciousness with these taken over responsibilities or identification, that is like a extra factor we get. That is a help for us to achieve the highest stage of Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayor Dasa Dasa Anudasaha. It's not that we can't jump in one leap there. That is not possible. So when we are discussing about this goal and tool, similarly when we are discussing this kind of purports, so many rules and regulations, so many identifications, they are there to guide us, they are there to give a tool to get our goal. So they are not the goal. So when we understand the difference between a tool and goal, then we'll not be in difficulty. It's very very wonderful pastime happens in we read in Krishna book also, that when Sudama Brahman, he was a friend of Krishna from the beginning of his childhood. The both of them, they studied in the ashram of Sandipani Muni, which is near Ujjain, and they were very close friends. They stayed together, they honored prasad together, they played together, they served together. And when Sudama went there by the force of his wife, the wife told that, it's nice that you are detached, it's nice that you don't want money, I also don't want money, but he said, at least for our children they need something at least to eat. And you have this friend Krishna who is the king now, why don't you go, and even if you just go, he will see you and then he will understand your position. So better you go and meet him. So Sudama was thinking that this is a good opportunity for me, it's a good excuse for me to go to Krishna and be with him. Long time I have not seen him. So he goes and then he meets Krishna, and Krishna is so happy, and beyond his imagination Sudama gets the reception. Now Krishna personally takes him to his own bed, washes his feet, sprinkles that water on his own head, sprinkles on his family, and then he personally offers a arati to Sudama, and then Sudama is given such a great reception that even the Dwarkavasis, they were surprised to see such a reception for one person. And then Sudama was very happy staying there, and then he left without asking anything, because he knew that why should I unnecessarily ask something. Rather he was feeling happy that Krishna did not give me anything. He was thinking that Krishna loves me so much that he did not give me any wealth, because he knows that if I get wealth, I'll be become Krishna unconscious, I'll forget about Krishna. So then he was very happy that Krishna didn't give me wealth, rather he gave me his love. How nice friend he is. Although he is a king, how he served me, how he talked with me. So with that experience he was going, with very pacified, very happy excited mood. But in Mahabharata also we see another friendship. Same situation, Drupada and Dronacharya. They were also old friends. Both of them, they were staying in Gurukul. One was a king's son, one was Brahman's son. And they were also very thick friends. Drupada was so thick friend, he said that when I become a king, I'll offer my half kingdom to you. Don't worry. So, that was a talk. And then, we see that Dronacharya became householder, and then he also had sons, Ashwatthama and things like that. And then Drupada became a king, and then he was having his kingdom. And then the wife said of Dronacharya that, go, get some wealth. So it appears almost like similar. The way Sudama's wife sent Sudama, and Dronacharya's wife also sent Dronacharya to Drupada. But then here we find that something else only happened. Dronacharya went and he said, half kingdom. And he said, what half kingdom? He says, we are friends. He says, what friends? His friendship can be done only on equals. I am a king, you are a pauper on the street. Where is the question of friendship? So, Dronacharya was insulted. He took revenge. No, he sent Pandavas to capture him. Conquered a whole kingdom. And then when Drupada was conquered, he said, okay, you did not properly treated me, but I'll treat you properly. Then he said, half kingdom I give you, so that you learn how to do friendship. I think you friendship. And then, so that insulted Drupada more, and then he created a fire sacrifice and created a son who will kill Dronacharya. And it was like went on. So we can see the friendship became a Mahabharata only. And here we see how sweet friendship was there. Why? Because the friendship was goal in case of Sudama. Wealth was just a tool. It was just like, even if that is not the case, he was happy with that. But he achieved the goal and he was very happy that, you know, I achieved friend. In case of Drupada, and the friendship was not in the forefront. Both were wanting kingdom only. And that's why it became a great disaster. So similarly, in our case also, when we are having this kind of discussions, rules and regulations, we should know that they are very nice tools for a Krishna conscious practitioner. When he practices, then he gets purified to achieve his goal, and that is to become servant. So now we are taking on the role, like here he says that a man should be trained to be a first class devotee of Lord Krishna, and a woman should be trained to be a very chaste follower of her husband. That will make, so that means these roles are given. These roles are not eternal. These roles are given, and we do that roles nicely so that we come out of that bodily conception of life. And then place ourselves on that highest platform, Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasaha. So there is no contradiction when we are reading scriptures. Because the scriptures are like mothers. Gradually they train a conditioned soul to come to the platform of surrendering to Krishna. And that's the whole process of Krishna consciousness is. So when we are, as Prabhupada says here, that the Krishna consciousness movement is so beneficial that it can very easily counteract the contamination of material nature which results from one's possessing a material body. And we see, like in the book of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Servant of Servant, he writes there that they used to every day go for Harinam, and then they used to have a book distribution, and then like that. So he said, because it's a West, the culture is different. the man woman they mingle very closely. So he said, both man, if you have seen the pictures, Tamalakrishna Maharaj, then Yamuna Mataji, and then many, it's like one group only. We don't find any like. So he was telling that although we were young and very dynamic, but then practically whole day they were with Mataji's. But he said we never felt any kind of disturbance, because we were acting under Prabhupada's guidance, under his instruction, and then we were doing that service of going out and doing Harinam and doing book distribution, traveling by vehicles. So that elevated their consciousness so much that it was very easy for them to be away from that disturbance. So only Krishna consciousness gives that facility, so that we can gradually elevate our consciousness to come out of this bodily conception of life and practice the highest platform of being servant of servant of servant, which is the goal given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for all of us. I will stop here. Any questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, how to come out of this bodily conception of life and see that changes practically in our lives, that we are coming out of that conception?
As Prabhupada says here, that the bodily conception of life is considering oneself a Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer. So, as he says here, that both man and woman artificially they think that they are Purusha. It's not that man only is Purusha. Woman also is a Purusha if she is thinking that she is enjoyer. So both of everyone practically, when they think that they are the center, then it becomes a problem. So coming out of that self-centeredness, that happens when we keep, we are trained to keep Krishna and devotees in center. That's how all our lifestyle is made in such that we get up early in the morning, although we don't want to get up. We get up early in the morning. Why? To give pleasure to Krishna, give pleasure to our spiritual master. Then we go through reading of scriptures, then we study, then we do tapasya. Why? So that Krishna will be pleased, Guru will be pleased. So the lifestyle is made in such a way at every point that center is removed from self-centered to Krishna-centered and Guru-centered. So by repeatedly following that lifestyle and the understanding, scriptural understanding, then we come to the stage of coming out of it. That's why Prabhupada said that I have given this process. If you just follow, then we achieve the perfection. When we are following 16 rounds strictly, the program which given by Prabhupada strictly. So Prabhupada has, that's the grace of our acharyas, that they know our disease and they know the medicine also. And they know the situation in which that medicine works more effectively. So Prabhupada has given everything. Prabhupada has given philosophy. Prabhupada has given the process, how to apply that philosophy. And Prabhupada has given us the goal also. You know, he has given Krishna book. He has given Chaitanya Charitamrita, which talks about the highest aspirations in our life. So when we are practicing, that means now I'm having a disease, So I need medicine, I need a doctor, I need a hospital which gives a little more nice atmosphere, and I need some examples who are cured and happily doing their activities. In case I get some time, you know, it's delaying, I'll not be discouraged. At least by seeing some people who are healthy, I understand that I also have a good chance to become healthy. So, Krishna consciousness offers everything. Krishna consciousness offers medicine in terms of chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna consciousness offers the hospital. That is, Prabhupada used to tell that his temples are like hospitals. Everything is there. General ward also is there. Intensive care unit is there. Everything is there. So, and then we have a process. And then we have the glorious examples of our acharyas who are like our heroes. That one day I'll also become like that. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Yes, yes. Bole, bole. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Okay. We have to understand Krishna, and we have to understand his devotees. And we have to understand that Krishna reciprocates with every devotee the way that devotee wants in different rasas. Unless this is ABCD is understood, people will keep asking so many questions. So that's why Prabhupada says in one purport, he says Krishna loves Radharani and a calf similar. Because calf want to serve Krishna and Krishna accept that service. And Radharani wants to serve Krishna and Krishna accept that service. So Krishna is accepting anything. Whatever you want to reciprocate with him, Krishna accepts. Krishna accepts even animosity. If someone comes as a Kamsa, he says, I want to become your enemy. He says, okay, accepted. So that is Krishna. Which is cannot be generally why they put all these questions is they want to imitate. Basically Krishna is doing, so I also do, so that they don't say, but that is what the intention is. Why Krishna is doing, I cannot do. If I do, then police will catch me, but Krishna is doing, no one is catching him, and you are worshipping him. So the problem is with enjoying mentality added with envy, little bit, lot of. So that's how we understand the philosophy. Then we okay. So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.